Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen, co-hosted by Tammy Johnson, where each week we bring you information and updates about the snow industry. This segment brought to you by Snowfighters Institute. Snowfighters Institute, where we forever pursue, research, and develop snow industry training.
Welcome everyone to Managing Snow and Ice. I'm your host, John Allen. I'm here with our co-host, Tammy Johnson, who is the Executive Director of Snowfighters Institute. Tammy, stop snowing.
Yeah, I know.
It snowed in Erie last night, but, you know, we didn't get any snow over the weekend, and after 27 days in a row with snow, it finally stopped in Erie, and it stopped everywhere else.
Except Alaska did get some.
That's true. About 5 days ago, I got an email from a friend of ours up there, and they got a foot of snow, but that might be the last hurrah for them, too.
Well, they needed that. That brings them just about average, if I do recall.
Yep. Well, I guess we're going to have to get into springtime.
I'm okay with that, I think.
Well, you know, I like the change of the seasons. It's one of the nice things about being in the snow and ice management business. Okay, well, we've got some housekeeping items we've got to take care of before we get to our interview. Tammy, how about things?
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen. This broadcast is recorded live and aired every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Each week, we will let you know who the guests for the upcoming week will be, and our listeners can send questions for those guests the week prior to the broadcast by emailing me at tammy@johnallen.com. That's T-A-M-M-Y at johnallen.com. Those who wish to listen to the broadcast via their phone instead of online can do so by calling 646-716-5550. All of our broadcasts are also archived, so you can listen to them again by simply visiting johnallen.com. You'll find all of our archived episodes in the Blog Talk Radio page under the News tab. In fact, you can download the episodes you missed, put them onto your iPhone, and listen to them again at your convenience. And now, John, I do believe it's time for our thoughts and reflections segment. So tell me, what's on your mind?
Well, tonight, attitude. Attitude towards professionalism in the snow business and attitude towards having control of the growth of our businesses are intertwined. One introspective question often asked at this time of year, after the season is essentially over, is how can we make a profit at this type of work? Other observations made by some often include, snow work is blood money. It's a pain in the butt to do this work, or it's hard work for the money we generate. And my guys just want to stay home in winter anyway, so why bother? Often, it's just a matter of attitude. Think about it a minute. Isn't attitude just a matter of how we think about anything we do or say? If you address your marriage with the right attitude, things often go well. If you approach your employees with the proper internal motivation and a positive attitude, they'll generate work harder and be more productive. If you approach the landscape maintenance, tree care, or chemical lawn care portion of your business in the right manner, it becomes your core business. Like snow can become your core business. Can you imagine treating this core business portion as if it could not ever be profitable and was just something that had to be done instead of what you needed to do to be able to support your family? The same thing occurs in the snow business. I would submit that attitude has everything to do with success. It's the underlying foundation of every successful entrepreneur. Contractors who treat the snow business as a profit center generally report gross profit margins in the 55 to 65% range, even now in these difficult economic times. A few exceed 80%. I know. Some of them are my clients. The IC profit margins often top 70% amongst those that view this as a profit center. I know contractors who have net margins exceeding 35% and doing literally millions in gross sales. These contractors are convinced that they have what it takes to make a profit at Snowworks, and they do. Those who are convinced that they cannot usually do not. If you want to think you can, then it is imperative to bring a business-like attitude to the snow side of your business if you're going to have any chance at being successful. One of the biggest problems with those of us in the snow business is that we don't have enough respect for ourselves or the service that we provide. So that is job one, self-respect. Make no mistake, it takes work, hard work. Reviewing last winter's numbers cannot and should not wait until October. It's too late to make changes at that point. Reviewing this past winter season should happen now. Strategic planning for those who are serious about turning a viable profit in the snow and ice management business starts today, not next July. If you're going to be professional, then act like a professional. You run a business, so then run it like a business. And business is not a part-time, six-month-a-year undertaking. It's an all-the-time undertaking. This means year-round, all year-round. I know some guys in the business who are multi-millionaires, and I'm not talking about the national guys like Valleycrest or Britton or Lipinski. I'm talking about single owners, regional players who work at this and treat it like the business it is. Anyone who provides a necessary service to a paying customer by putting in incredibly long hours in equipment you have to spend $40,000 or more to have, working in horrendous conditions, is known, in my book, as a professional. Customers who don't treat snowplowers as the professionals we are should not have the privilege of being our customer. Think of yourself as a professional. You are one. And if you think you are, or you think you are not, you're right. And that is this week's Thoughts and Reflections commentary. After a short break, Tammy and I will be right back with our guest, Dallas Steiner of Ventrac Equipment.
This is the third event that I've been to, hosted by John Allen, and I knew initially when I heard about it that it wasn't something that I could miss. And within the first few minutes of being here, I knew and was reminded of why I could not miss an event like this.
If you're a snow contractor looking to improve margins, streamline operations, and find out how to grow your business, consider attending the Inner Circle at Snowfighters Institute. Here, company owners and senior managers interact with each other in a facilitated format which encourages a free flow of information. There are no lectures at this event. Everyone learns from everyone else, including the guest speakers to facilitate specific topics of interest to the group.
I think what John has been able to do for us who've attended the Snowfighters Institute is to give us a relationship and a core of new associations that will benefit us all innumerably going forward.
The Inner Circle began in 2009 in Cleveland, Ohio. Last year, the Inner Circle moved to Snowfighters Institute near EPA. With the format at the Inner Circle, no one has to worry about competitors stealing trade secrets. No competitors are allowed to attend the same session.
There's a cost associated with the Inner Circle here at the Snowfighters Institute, but well worth the investment, and the value taken from here is priceless.
With two Inner Circle sessions, it's easy to ensure you get in and can benefit from the facilitators and other experienced snow contractors in attendance. The first Inner Circle is April 8th to 11th. The second session is April 22nd to the 25th. For more information, visit snowfightersinstitute.com or call Tammy at 814-455-1991 for more information on the 2013 Inner Circle.
Documenting a site you plow begins with the first visit to the site. You need to measure the site, record where the damages are located, mark down customer preferences, and then prepare the quotation. The proposal is developed, presented to the prospective customer, changes made, and then terms and conditions developed. Documenting all this is such an agonizing experience. And when the deal is signed and the snow flies, then the customer tells you to cut back on the salt because they are going over budget. If you forget to get the change in scope in writing, you are opening yourself up to a lawsuit you cannot defend. The snow system was developed by a snow contractor who went through this painful experience. He spent thousands of dollars integrating all these documentation processes into one easy-to-use integrated package that is easy to follow and will help to protect your company from the pitfalls that come with improper documentation. The Snow System provides you with all the tools necessary to document, 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 all tied together in one neat package. The Snow System, the first defense against poorly documented processes in your company. Visit thesnowsystem.com for more information.
This is George Soule from CSB Contractors in Suffern, New York, and you're listening to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, John Allen. I'm here with our co-host, Tammy Johnson, who is going to take a moment right now to tell us about our guest.
Absolutely. Tonight we have with us Dallas Steiner. Dallas is the president and CEO of Venture Products, the manufacturer of Ventrac tractors and attachments. Dallas has over 35 years' experience in designing, manufacturing, and marketing outdoor power equipment. He grew up the youngest of seven boys and remembers how his father taught each of them how to be innovative and use their talents for good. He watched and learned from his father how to build custom farm machinery. Dallas took this inspiration and began building custom ag and lawn equipment in the 1970s. He has served in various roles throughout his career, from professional welding, supervising assembly, purchasing, marketing, and even sales. And in 1996, Dallas, along with some business partners, formed Venture Products Incorporated with the goal of building industry-leading compact articulating tractors. Through Dallas's leadership and experience today, Ventrac is recognized globally as an innovator of quality equipment for snow contractors and commercial turf maintenance professionals.
Dallas Steiner, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks, John. Good to be with you.
You and I have known each other for quite a while, and a few years back when I visited the Ventrac factory in Orrville, Ohio, he let me play with the equipment, and I saw it work in the snow because there was about a foot of snow on the ground. And I really liked how it performed. You know, I was really impressed with the manufacturing process, the people, the equipment. Tell our audience a little bit about how Ventrac came into existence. What's the history?
Yeah, good, John. I tell you what, I just appreciate the opportunity to touch base with you. And I can recall a bunch of nights coming down from the Ontario side on those snowy nights about 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. And you'd say, yeah, let's meet up at Applebee's or something. And we just had a good time just touching base with business and product. And tell you what, I always appreciated those times.
Okay.
But, yeah, good stuff. But, yeah, history-wise, as Tammy said there in the introduction a little bit, I've got a lot of years that, you know, as a kid just growing up, spent a lot of time with a welder in my hand. We had a father who was very creative, and, of course, there's seven boys. So, and I was a baby. I was the youngest of them. Tell you what, we learned a lot from him. And just kind of through those years, we learned the art of steel, doing a lot of work with steel. And then in 1975, we actually all seven brothers got together and incorporated a business and where we made the agriculture and turf equipment. So really it goes back to those days. But more recently with the Ventrac product, it was more in the about 15 years ago in 1998. We had a bunch of dealerships and customers that says, you know what, we need a few changes out here in the articulating four-wheel drive units, and they wondered if we would get back into it. And so that drove us into getting back into tractors again. Been doing that ever since, so been having fun at it.
Dynamite piece of equipment, no question about it. As you know, I wholeheartedly endorse the Ventrac product for replacing laborers to do sidewalk snow removal. And in a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about how that came to be that you got into the sidewalk snow business as part of Ventrac's product line. Now, you just mentioned you've got seven brothers, and some of them, if not all of them, are or were in the business at one point, right?
Yeah, early in the time frame, yes, we were all in the business. But this last time when we looked at the Ventrac going in and making tractors again, there was four of us involved with it at that time. But it's been a joy to work with family. In fact, I've got actually about 30 shareholders that are part of the Steiner family, so I'm responsible to that bigger group.
Many companies do have close family working in the business. It happens a lot with snow companies and landscape companies.
Okay.
Sometimes there's an awful lot of friction that goes on. That doesn't seem to be the case at Ventrac. Why is that?
John, I think it really stems from our roots. If I go way back, our parents were definitely great models with modeling for us guys the art of servanthood and working together. And part of that, being part of servant, was to do good to others. and always trying to make life easier for others. And I think as we incorporated that quite a bit into our own daily lives, it did help a lot as we, you know, focused on that core competency in regards to doing good to others. And I think it had a big impact for working together as a family, as a group. That was modeled for us and really worked well. So, you know, yes, we had friction. There was times that we needed to hammer it out and get beyond certain things. But on the other hand, one of the things, too, that we had as a family, too, was we all knew how to put out 110%. And I think that had a lot of bearing, too, a lot on what we did and how we did it. And some of us possess more abilities at the design side of it and others more in management and sales and things, so we kind of all found our niche. Yeah, good years, but again, right now I do work with two of my other brothers and thoroughly enjoy it.
Good. It's nice to hear that because normally it's quite different. So let's get back to you. What do you do? Tell us what your job is at Ventra.
John, I just love my job. Tell you what, it seems like I spend approximately 50% of my time in leadership here at the plant, here at the operations here in Orrville, Ohio. And, you know, the nice thing is I have an awesome, awesome leadership group here, management group. So when I'm out, they can pretty well take over and do what they need to be doing. So the employee body, too, awesome, committed group to what we're doing here. And the other 50% that I end up doing a lot is in the international sales. Seems like sometimes when you email me or call me, I'm kind of on the other side of the world, and I love that part, to be involved with other cultures and other locations that really believe that our Ventrac is really fit well into. So I spend probably about another third of my time, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 days a month in traveling. So like I said, 30% of our product is exported. Some of those larger countries that we do support there and export to is Japan and South Korea, Australia, Sweden, and Canada. So on the road a lot, but I do love what I'm doing.
You just came back from Australia, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and I just got home the other night from Western Canada, in Alberta and Edmonton and Calgary, and got a couple new dealerships up there, too.
This product that you're exporting, is it the tractors or is it the snow product?
Yeah, John, it depends a little bit where we're going. A lot of it in the Asian market, particularly like Japan and South Korea, Singapore, Malaysia, is more geared towards the golf industry. Got an awesome unit that can handle the slopes with a contour deck or real decks on it. We can go up to a lot of those locations where a lot of the competitors can't really go to. So pretty much very heavy into the golf industry in those markets. A lot in the Europe market is focused more towards the municipalities and contractors, and that's really focused more towards the snow contractors as well as the landscape group. And then we get into the municipalities also where, they're using it for snow, the Ventrac for snow removal, and then also using it for mowing grass in the summertime. So it just kind of depends where the location is at.
Okay. I'd like you to tell our audience, by the way, we're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Ventrac, or actually it's Venture Products. They make Ventrac. And Dallas has come on the broadcast to tell us about Ventrac, and apparently they're a multinational company exporting product all over the world. But, you know, we are about managing snow and ice here, and I'd like you to tell our audience, Dallas, if you would, a little bit about the progression of the development of Ventrac with regards to the snow equipment, which is specifically designed for use on sidewalks. That's kind of a niche area. Tell me how that progression took place.
Yeah, John, we always knew we were good at pushing snow. Sometimes we didn't always know how good we were. We was always, you know, four-wheel drive. We had the ability to get in and out of places real easy and simple, and always did well on the smaller areas. I like the sidewalks and things. But here a number of years ago, and that's kind of when we met you and went to a number of people and said, you know what, this is our product. We wanted to research that a little bit and find out what the needs were out there. What are the most difficult areas that, you know, were involved with managing in the snow industry? And one of those was the sidewalk clearing. And so doing some of that research and kind of coming back around, we really dedicated our time to making sure that we had our product that would fit that focus. So we made some adaptions a little bit and made sure that we had a good piece of, let's say, the V-blade, strengthen it up a little bit, making sure that we had what it would take to handle the snow needs there. So that was kind of a strong focus here 4, 5, 6 years ago that we really pushed ourselves into and just realized that, boy, we could really take care of a need that a lot of your guys are facing out there in the industry that we could help them out with.
Sidewalk work has always been a giant pain in the butt. And it's been because everybody does it predominantly by hand. And most snow contractors try to shy away from it, but the advent of mechanized equipment, and there's other pieces out there that people move snow with, but you know, using an ATV can be very, very dangerous because if you hit an imperfection in the sidewalk, you can just eject that guy off the ATV. And while skid steers are an alternative, you can't see real well sometimes with them. You've got to back up and make a turn. You've got yourself a bit of a challenge. The Ventrac, now, to be fair to our audience, when I was down at your facility, there was a foot of snow out in the back 40. And your guys took that thing up a hill with the blade down. So strong was something that I witnessed myself. Was that something that you did intentionally, or was that just a byproduct of the engineering process?
What, to teach you how to go up a hill while pushing a foot of snow real fast? Shoot, John. No, I tell you what, it's just a little animal clawing away that does that, the Ventrac. I tell you what, though, you know, as you look at some of those areas, and you mentioned them there, you know, you can get out there and do them by hand. You can get the walk behind machinery, four-wheelers, and then you can even go to the larger units where you got the larger articulating units. But what the Ventrac really slides in and does is, you know, it is four-wheel drive, very maneuverable, easy, agile, loves to hang on those curves. And again, you know, even on the turf side of it, you know, we can go up a 30-degree slope, so we're used to doing those things. But really, we got the equipment tailored around, you know, the snow and what is needed for the sidewalks. And some of those things were, you know, more with a rotary broom, you know, where you're taking 2, 3, 4 inches of snow off the sidewalks, and the V-plow for, you know, that precise control of snow movement. And if you're going to get really heavier snow, then you got the snow blower and got spreader on behind. So there's a number of things there that we just feel like we have good, strong power unit that can really be versatile. And even if you change the attachments back and forth, you know, within a minute you can change from a broom to a snow blower. So it doesn't take long, you know, for those guys out there doing the work to be able to switch around and have another piece of equipment on. So
the other thing that I noticed, guys around the country that have put salt spreaders on the back of ATVs, and they work to a certain degree, but then they end up being, you know, back heavy, and steering's a little difficult because there's so much weight in the rear end. You guys have one of the best salt spreading units for a mechanized piece of equipment that I've seen. It's almost as if the whole thing is designed to be able to spread salt while you're plowing, and so you can eliminate the having to go back with a rotary fertilizer spreader and put it down. I don't know who came up with that, Dallas, but whatever it was, that engineer deserves at least a dollar an hour.
Yeah, when you put the combination together, it really makes, you can double up your speed there too, and really makes it a lot easier to be able to do both of them. And, you know, with the broom too, a lot of times when you get right down against the cement and be able to sweep the path, you know, any snows of any sort, and right down if there is ice, it allows you to at least get the salt right down on the ice instead of having a bunch of, you know, like a blade, but do leaving some snow on the asphalt or snow or the cement that you have. So, yeah, put them both together and really can make a nice operation.
Now, to be fair to the audience, there are pieces of equipment out there that do a phenomenal job for sidewalks, but you're going to spend $150,000 to $200,000 on those pieces of equipment. The nice thing about Ventrac is you're going to be able to get into a mechanized piece of equipment and a heated cab with a salt spreader on the back and the implements on the front for well under a third of what one of those really expensive municipal equipment pieces cost. Now, I'm not telling you to raise the price, but you know, the audience should know that for between 25 and 35% of a couple $100,000 piece of equipment, they can get into damn near the same thing that does a really good job.
Right.
Don't raise the price, okay?
Okay, no, keep it there.
Alf, we're going to have to take a short break here so we can pay some of the bills. I'm going to have you back in about 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll continue on with this. Will you stay with me, please?
Yeah, very good. Thanks.
The Accredited Snow Contractors Association was created in conjunction with Snow Magazine's success in securing a contractor-friendly insurance program for snow and ice professionals. Through new, innovative programs geared towards education and professionalism, the ASCA is making a mark in the areas of legislative reform, insurance affordability, and ISO certification. By advocating the interests of the snow and ice management industry to insurance companies and allied associations, the ASCA champions those professionals who provide outstanding quality and service to those in need of their service offering. Snow contractors are no longer people who just push snow. They are risk managers who mitigate the risks associated with the snow industry by becoming better at documentation and better at protecting themselves and their customers through such advocacy. Additionally, the ASCA has taken the lead in bringing ISO 9001 and SN 9001 certification to the forefront of the industry, so all parties, contractors, customers, and the public can be assured of the quality service all snow contractors strive to provide. The ASCA advocates industry standards, certification, verification, and legislative change. The ASCA, transforming the industry to ensure your future. To become a member of the ASCA, visit our website at ascaonline.org. In 1926, Meyer Products began building snow plows on a farm in Newburgh, New York. It was then and there Meyer became the innovator, pioneer, and leader in manufacturing highly reliable snow and ice control equipment. Throughout our 86-plus years in the business, Meyer has been fully committed to fulfilling our customers' needs and expectations. Well, we got Meyer Products, Meyer Snow Plows, Meyer Salt Spreaders. Meyer is the most recognized name in snow plows and snow plowing equipment. Now, ever the innovator, Meyer pioneers hands-free plowing. Put her in drive, the plow goes down. Put her in reverse, the plow raises. Wow! When you purchase and register any Meyer Lock Pro, Diamond Edge, Road Pro, or Super V with a Monarch hydraulic system, the complete plow system will be covered for a full 5 years. And with special financing geared to snow contractors' needs, you can't find a better deal than Meyer. Meyer, oh yeah, the best choice for the professional snow and ice management contractor. For a dealer near you, go to MeyerProducts.com and click on the Where to Buy link. See you.
This is Matt Peterson from Knowles Insurance in New Jersey, and you're listening to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Venture Products that makes the Ventrac tractor that is, for our purposes on this show, is an ideal piece of equipment for utilizing on sidewalks. Dallas, I've done a couple of independent studies, unscientific, but I've got people who are using your product that tell me that they can eliminate 10 laborers on the right site of using a mechanized piece of equipment. Have you had any feedback from anybody that gives you that same kind of data, or am I telling you something you don't know yet?
No, we hear that, and we have some people that have some groups that have 6, 8, 10 units, and again, I think where I hear it the most, again, it goes back to those that are doing it by hand, where they're it could be a university or whatever, but just it's the tough part of getting people out there at the right time in the morning to do those types of things, or, same way with the contractors, but where, like you're saying before, with the solder on the back, you can just almost make that one pass with a broom and clean it right down there, and you're ready for whatever needs for the rest of the day. So, no, we hear those numbers also.
Okay. All right. For those who may not believe those numbers, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm just going to let you go and tell us what you know about the product. Why Ventrac? Now, you've got a piece of equipment that's specific to a niche area of the snow and ice management industry, and that being sidewalk snow clearing and de-icing. Why would snow contractors use a Ventrac as compared to the other things contractors can use to clear walks? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but tell me what you know.
Well, John, most of the contractors, when we did our research, were saying this is one of the most difficult areas to keep up with to get the right people to the right crews together to be doing, getting these sidewalks as clean as they can be. And as we looked at it, realizing that, you know what, our product, the tractor in itself, and what it can do, you know, it's 4 feet wide, the one, and the other one is 40 inches wide, so you can get on those sidewalks and do a lot of work, whether you have a broom or a blade or a snowblower on it. And why, again, the labor part of getting somebody up at 3 o'clock, if you have to have a big group, the walk behind, you know, works well for the smaller properties or the short sidewalks, but boy, we can just get in there and do a lot more work at you know, with a one pass type system. The other thing, on even on the four wheelers and ATVs, and some of them, you know, might have a windshield type thing in, but tell you what, when you don't have a cab on, or even like a skid steer sometimes, boy, that exposure to the elements outside is really cold. And so we got a great cab that you can sit in, and basically, that was one thing we did when we come back. We said, let's make a good cab that, you know, somebody can get set in that thing and also just be able to enjoy what they're doing. And I think even, and we all know that some of those with blades on and like a four-wheeler that hits that, you know, the concrete spots there on the walkways, if it hits on there, it could really throw somebody forward. You know, the Ventrac gives, of course, the plow will, has spring-loaded, will break for you, but also allow you to relax back and not have that full impact like some of those would. And I think even on the other bigger things, too, why Ventrac, even on the larger ones, and you mentioned that they're, you know, if there's no reason in many, many, many cases to have, you know, an 80, 100-horse type unit on a small 4-foot-wide sidewalk. And the Ventrac can offer a lot of those things that makes it so much easier. Your weight, you got good traction, but you don't need a large, big unit to do all that hard work, or to do that work that the Ventrac can do. So easy controls, and we sure aren't over, you know, we don't have to have that big 90-horse unit to handle a 4-inch snowfall. So, again, that's one of the reasons why the Ventrac does awesome on the sidewalks with good transport speed and plenty of power in what it needs to do.
Now you have two different size units that are used on sidewalks, right?
That's correct.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, the 3000 series is a smaller unit and has a 21 to 24 horse engines in it, diesel and gas, lean, and where you would sit on the front end of the cab and then have all your attachments to the front on it with the engine in the back. The 4000 series is has the engine on the front end and your cab, and you yourself would sit on the back. But again, has the same type of attachment sitting on the front end. A little larger unit, a little more beefier unit, but both of them will give will do well with you on the sidewalks clearing.
Now, not unlike a skid steer or an ATV, these are articulating, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And even articulating the other way, the oscillating side of it, you know, if you jump like a 6-inch curb or something, the Ventrac can just jump right up on it and articulate or oscillate right up on the 6-inch curb, and not hard to climb up on it.
I've had people tell me that it jumps up curbs nicely. I mean, it's not like try to take a skid steer up on a curb. You got to hit it dead on. With this thing, you can almost win at an angle, and it still climbs a curb.
That's correct. Right. Mm-hmm. Makes it very easy that way.
Now, all the controls for the plow are inside the cab, correct?
That's correct.
So it's self-contained. How about the controls for the salt spreader there in the cab, too?
Yeah, that is correct also. Mm-hmm. We have the gauge to open the gauge.
So the guy gets in there and takes off his jacket. It's like he's plowing snow. In a pickup truck, he's essentially self-contained.
Yeah. No, it'd be the same way. You could take off your jacket and sit back and enjoy the day, basically, in sub-zero type of degree weather. So, yeah, no, you're good with that.
What about the salt on the ground when you're plowing? You know, with trucks, the salt gets, you know, thrown up underneath. And trucks have a little bit different setup because all the electrical components are inside. You've got electrical wires on this thing, too. Are they protected from the salt?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that was one thing, John, I think when we talked 4, 5, 6 years ago, what are some of those things that we need to do different and improve upon our machines? And so, yeah, that we've worked very diligently at trying to make all our wire harnesses definitely sealed, to keep out the salt, very much like the automotive industry. So, yes, that was one area where we improved upon immensely, and has helped us a lot just because of that area.
Now, is there, you know, with all of the advancements in equipment, and now that everybody's got computers here and there to make things work better, are there any computers in these things?
Well, good you ask that. Tell you what, this last about a year ago when we changed our model on our 4000 series, we did put a onboard computer diagnostic system on it. And the nice part about that is, you know, if you do have an issue somewhere, whether your light's out or this or that, you can diagnose that issue right away from the computer box. So, yeah, it is nice and definitely, you know, can help that operator. If he does have something happen, he can check it out very quickly and know right where to go to fix it.
It's like being in the cab of a truck. You got the cup holders in there?
Yeah, we do. Oh, by all means. You can put a hot mug in there and a coffee thing. Sure, not a problem.
Okay. No beer.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So.
Wow. I've spoken to a number of people and I've been down to the factory and been inside one of these things, you're telling me a lot of stuff I didn't know. That's all real good stuff. You guys, one of the things that I hear contractors tell me is that they want to order these things like in the summertime because they've been told that if they wait until winter. Sometimes you guys are a little bit behind because you're selling so many. You guys' growth has really accelerated in the last few years. How are you dealing with that?
John, tell you what, I mentioned at the front end that we've got an awesome group here that knows how to handle growth. And when you're growing, and this is the way it's been, between the 20 and 30%, even plus, every year for, let's just take the last 10, 11 years, our growth pattern has been strong. And again, I give a lot of credit to the group that's doing it here. And even a lot of people ask, well, what's your warranty like and things like that. I tell you what, we got an awesome group of employees that can work, that do an exceptionally job at their doing. And, you know, proud to say, you know, a lot of times the industry standards is at 2% or so. And, you know, we've been under 1 for many, many years. And, it's just a good feeling to know that we're doing what we need to do out there for each of the, you know, whoever we're selling to, the market that we're going to, and it feels good that way. So, yeah, growth, you know, it makes you have to push your walls out a little bit farther, and it challenges you every day to make sure you can handle those things. And just recently, this past year, we've put an addition on, or really we have always been in 2 locations here, and we took the 1 location and put another facility up, 116,000 square foot building, and have put that facility over into it. So all of our engineering, our fab and welding and warehouses is done out of that facility. So that's given us a lot of room to go ahead and continue to grow and expand on it, and been good for us.
Where's the growth come from? Has it been from the snow and ice management? By the way, we're here with Dallas Steiner, who is the president of Venture Products. They build the Ventrac tractors and snow equipment. The growth that you've experienced, Dallas, where's it coming from? Is it coming from the snow and ice management industry, or has it been more of an across-the-board thing?
John, it's been across the board, but I tell you what, I can give a lot of credit to the additional exposure that we've given to the snow market, okay? And the reason why I say that is, the last 4 years, we have had our sales equals the first half the same as the second half. So if that tells you something, that means that we're also doing a lot in the snow industry. And we've always been noted a lot for the turf industry, particularly on slope mowing and things mainly the slope side of it and turf grass cutting and the versatility that the tractor gives. But the snow side of it has really blossomed for us and has really been a big component in a sense of helping to fill, particularly for me as I administrate and run the company. Very important to keep it balanced from both first half of the second half of the year, and the snow doing this is what we've done has been awesome, has helped that awesomely to make this much better.
So you don't experience a real slowdown like people who are building just plows. Their slowdown time is like right about now, and then they'll start gearing up later. You don't have that because you're making equipment that's versatile enough to work landscape and snow.
Yeah, John, no, we don't. In fact, I would encourage those that are looking for snow equipment to make sure they, boy, you get into June and July, make sure you're starting to get your orders in because, you know, we're still hammering really hard into the May, June, and even into July on the turf side of the equipment, and then getting prepared then for the fall time. So very key to get your orders in that earlier than definitely wait until October and saying, oh, geez, I need three tractors, and it's going to be tough for us to get them at that time.
Well, you know, that brings me to a question I ask everybody that I have on the broadcast from that does any kind of manufacturing. What's on the horizon for Ventrac? What's on a drawing board? You know, what do you guys plan?
John, we got a lot of things going. As I mentioned, even the 20-30% growth, and that's what we're on roll for this year again. It really, our tractor, let me just explain a little bit more on our tractor. We use our tractor, we call it the one tractor solution, where you can use that tractor all year round, okay? So a lot of times, even for some of your snow contractors, if they see themselves doing some things during the summer, and whether it's landscaping or doing some other odds and ends along the side, that tractor really works well for that. We have over 30 attachments, so even if you need a trencher, a stump grinder, those types of things, you can use our tractor for that. So on the horizon, we just want to continue to fill out, move on into the markets a little bit stronger, and particularly into certain areas, and that's that versatility that Ventrac offers you. So we've got some things in our sleeves and what we're looking at even in the snow equipment, but also just in general overall what as we continue to grow the company and get our brand noted in the industry out there farther.
So I want to make sure I understand this. If a guy buys a Ventrac to clear sidewalks on a large site that he's doing, and he happens to be in the landscape business too, he doesn't have to put that piece of equipment away for the summer and just let it sit there. There's other things that the equipment will do.
Exactly. I just got back from Calgary here a couple of days ago, and if you know Calgary, there's a bunch of hills around and a lot of snow, and then you have the summertime also. And so when you can go and use that tractor, using it all year round, wow, you can put that thing, you can get your ROI out of it a lot more quicker, and really it's a benefit for the owner of that unit. So definitely it's the right thing.
That's great. Dallas, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the broadcast. You got a wonderful piece of equipment. You know that I think that it's probably the best solution for eliminating labor on the market today, and at an affordable cost. There's other pieces that'll do it, but they're hugely expensive. And it's been nice of you to take some time out of your schedule in between trips to Australia and Europe and Calgary and spend a little time with us, and thank you very much for coming on the broadcast. And when things start going gangbusters, not so crazy, we're probably going to have you back on the broadcast. Maybe you'll be calling from England.
John, sounds good. Always a pleasure talking with you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dallas, thank you, and safe travels to you.
Okay. Best to you.
Okay. Well, Tammy, I think we're going to have to take another short break here, and then we're going to come back with some other things, including the sounding off segment.
Snow contractors agree one of the most difficult areas of our business to control is sidewalk snow clearing. Labor is a constant challenge, and consistency in the finished product is a challenge of monumental proportions. If you're like all the others clearing snow in North America and find sidewalk snow clearing and de-icing something you have nightmares about, then you should look at Ventrac. This articulating four-wheel drive cabin-closed sidewalk snow clearing machine will allow you to sleep without having nightmares about whether or not the sidewalk crew will show up. Not only will you be able to cut back on the number of laborers required to do the job, but those who do operate the Ventrac will thank you for being such a good and caring boss. Ventrac is the name you need to remember when planning on sidewalk work. Don't take our word for it. Bob St. Jakes, former president of SIMA and owner of Four Seasons Landscaping in Massachusetts, says, if you are managing sidewalks in a snow operation, you definitely want to look at Ventrac. Ventrac, the leader in sidewalk snow clearing. To find a dealer near you, go to Ventrac.com. Most snow contractors have the field staff keep track of what they do when it's snowing. They fill out forms, record arrival times, mark down what's been done at the site, and sometimes they even write down when they finish a site or a route. Then, all that paper gets turned into the office. Hopefully. Maybe. Eventually. It's a slow process. Sometimes it's even efficient. And sometimes it's a pain in the butt. It's definitely old school. Today, technology has allowed all this paper to be eliminated, reporting what's been completed almost immediately. This elimination of paperwork also minimizes the chances of human error. Invoicing can happen within minutes, not days. Accounting can be considered up to date, the same day the work is completed, and not sometime this month. How does this happen? With CrewTracker software. CrewTracker was developed by a snow contractor for snow contractors. CrewTracker marries up with QuickBooks, and CrewTracker reports what's been completed as it's completed. CrewTracker can even text the salt truck that the site has been cleared and is ready for salt, all using CrewTracker software. CrewTracker, welcome to the 21st century.
This is Scott Neath, president of Neath Group Snow and Ice Management in Wappingers Falls, New York, and you're listening to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter of Managing Snow and Ice, everyone. I'm John Allen, and we are trucking along through our broadcast. Tammy Johnson, the executive director for Snowfighters Institute, is my co-host. She's with me, too. Tammy, what's coming up at Snowfighters Institute?
Well, we are very busy right now getting ready for our first Inner Circle event, which, believe it or not, starts on Monday. I know. Well, I believe that all of our events are extremely valuable to our attendees. This is the one that I wait for each year. In my opinion, the Inner Circle event sets the tone for the year. When a CEO of a company attends Inner Circle, to me, it speaks volumes. They're already successful. They've already grown their company. But they also understand that they can always learn more, do more, grow more. So when a CEO gets this concept, the sky is the limit. And, of course, I also want to remind everyone of our listeners that there are 5 endowments currently being offered, and you can find those endowments for each of the different events on our website at snowfightersinstitute.com. The 5 events are liability, de-icing, form for sales, internal operations, and external operations. Unfortunately, this Friday, April 5th, is the deadline to apply for the liability endowment as well as the de-icing endowment. So get to the website, take the 5 minutes of your time it'll take to complete that short online application.
We still have, we have 2 individuals who will be attending Inner Circle, one at each one, who were awarded endowments.
Correct.
They're coming at no charge to them for the attendance fees. And the endowments, we're working on seeing if we can't get a couple of more companies yet this year to fund some endowments so people can come to Snowfighters Institute without having to fork out a lot of money to do it.
Absolutely. Those 2 that will be here for Inner Circle were thanks to the ASCA.
Yeah. And then we have CrewTracker has given us 2 endowments, correct?
Correct.
That's good to know. So go to the website, www.snowfightersinstitute.com, and fill out the application. We're getting more and more almost on a daily basis now, so that's good. It's, the interest level is high, and it's there. What do you say? Should we go to the sounding off segment?
I can't wait.
Yeah, we've got Mark Ciccarelli with us today. Chick, how you doing, bud?
Very good, Mr. Allen. How are you?
It's nice of you to come on the broadcast. Again, you are our second sounding off returnee.
Wow, that's pretty special. I appreciate you inviting me back.
Oh, well.
That's just because you called him Mr. Allen.
That's right, yeah. He likes that.
Chick, I want to ask you a specific question. I don't want you to tell me names. I don't want you to share any trade secrets here, but you guys signed up a really very large account for the past winter. It's the largest account you've had, as far as I know.
Yep.
50, 60, 70 acres of pavement, and you were not the low number. You made a nice presentation. We've talked about this, and things went well. what I want to know, and I think our audience probably would like to hear, is how did it go?
How did it go? Well, I'm happy it's springtime, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, it was actually about 150 acres of blacktop, this one property. We were not low bidder. We actually were right in the middle. There were, I believe there were six bids, and we were third or fourth. You know, you hear things after the fact. We don't really exactly know, but yeah, it went well. I was happy with how my staff reacted. We as a team, and me as a individual snow professional, we learned quite a bit, to be honest with you, John. I mean, you get into these things and, you know, you take care of your 10, 15, 20 acre properties, and, you know, the management company usually isn't on site, and you think you know it all, you know, and then, you get to the situations where, you know, you got 2 inches of snow falling an hour over 150 acres, and, it's a gut check.
Sure.
It's definitely a gut check.
Now, for the benefit of our listeners, you're located north of New York City.
Yes.
A little above and to the east of New Jersey, the top of New Jersey. And
yeah.
In the Hudson Valley, and you get you tend to get in the Hudson Valley more snow than other parts of New York, not up Tug Hill Plateau or anything like that. But you get a little bit more than the average guy in New Jersey gets. Did you have any monster snowfalls that came through there? I know they've got a couple in Boston.
A couple. We had I'll be honest with you, we had 3 to 4, 8 to 12 inches.
Wow.
But you know what, the pain in the butt was really the 1 to 2, the dustings, the coatings, the quarter inch of ice. You know, I would take 6 to 10 inches of nice light snow for 12 inches or 18 inches of snow over the wet, heavy, rainy snow, you know, the 2-3 inch coverings. It just burns out guys, it burns up material, it's just it's a pain. But we had our fair share. We had 27 events, serviceable events.
On that in that general area.
In our area. Well, we went out 27 times, yeah. That doesn't include refreezes.
This particular site is zero tolerance too.
Zero tolerance. That's exactly right. There was you got 10, 12 sets of eyes between the property manager who was actually on site and the client who was actually on site. You know, you got 10 to 12 sets of eyes, like I said. Everybody's a snow professional. They've all done it for years, and this is how the other guys used to do it, and, you know, all that good stuff. I think the first couple of events we had, you know, butt heads a little bit. You know, the service plan that I put together and we had executed went well. But, you know, they want to change a couple things. And again, like I spoke about in the last time I was on, knowing the contract really, really helped us out, because on this particular property, the client isn't aware of exactly what the contract entails, and believe it or not, the property manager wasn't 100% sure what the contract entails. So there were quite a few conversations that I would have with upper management at this property and the property manager, which was our actual client, on to exactly why I had certain pieces of equipment in certain locations of the property, why I had certain amount of shovelers on a certain sidewalk at a certain time. And, you know, once you sit down and you explain to them, you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it, the light bulb goes off and they say, okay, no problem. So, you know, like I said, overall, I was very happy with how everything went. The season ended up very well. And I'm looking to get out of there.
Not get out of the contract, just get out of there.
No, not get out of the contract. I need a couple weeks. I need a couple weeks to get out of that. Well, get off the property. It's time to turn our focus elsewhere, onto other parts of the business.
We're here with Mark Ciccarelli from Neve Group. They're based in Wappingers Falls, New York. Chick, what was the biggest challenge in, 20 sentences or less? What's the biggest challenge as compared to what you were normally used to doing?
I think the biggest challenge in my mind was communication between us, dealing with the communication between the management company and the client themselves. There was a lot of crosstalk. I would have the client coming to us directly asking me to do certain things. I would have the management company saying not to do that. It was extremely trying. As a matter of fact, the management company went through a couple of supervisors throughout the year. A couple guys just left
during the winter.
So During the winter, yes. So the management company actually had some turnover, which kind of left us out there. But, you know, again, we had our plan set up. We had our service plan set up. And, we just went about our business the way we go about it. So we didn't have, you know, as far as the service, there weren't many hiccups. You know, again, I was happy the way things went. It's a very zero tolerance property. You know, it's a major company in the Northeast, actually worldwide. But, you know, that was a major hurdle which we had to overcome. And again, staffing was interesting. You know, we'd have 60, 80 guys just on this one property during an event. You know, I had another 40 or so in the background. So it's like a second shift. So just managing those guys, getting them in, getting them out, getting them breaks. It was trying.
Well, it sounds like it went well. I know you don't have an awful lot of hair, but hopefully, because you shave your head and you're bald all the time, nobody saw you losing, tearing your hair out over this deal. So
no, not over this one.
That's good to hear. Well, you know, it's nice of you to have come on to broadcast and share that with us, because there's a lot of guys that say, in a way in the world, I'm going to go after a 100-acre site. Would you do it again?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Good.
I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's you know, it's nerve-wracking at first. I mean, you know, you go on a property, say, wow, this place is really big.
Yeah.
Once you set your service plan, once you break the property down and you have something that's operational and you believe in as far as making the property safe, you just go out and you get after it. I mean, that's just what we do for the most part. I mean, snow starts flying and we react. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you get as set up as you can and you do the best you can before it starts flying. But once the snow starts coming, it is what it is. We have zero slip and falls on that property.
That's a bonus. That's great.
Yeah, that's a bonus. So, you know, again, the client is very happy and, you know, it went well. It was a long winter, though. That's why we do what we do.
Dick, thank you so much for coming back on the broadcast. We're going to have you get back again at some point during the summer so you can tell us how you're getting prepared for next winter.
Great.
It was nice of you to take time out of your evening to spend it with us. Thank you so very, very much. I hope for your sake that you don't get a wet and heavy 12-inch snowfall between now and the end of the season.
I hope not. I got my golf gloves out already.
So.
All right, John, I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Wow. Sounds like everything went well for him. That's good to hear.
Very.
So, Tammy, you're back on. I need you to tell us about our upcoming guest.
Absolutely. Next week we have with us Matt Peterson of Mills Insurance Group. Matt assists professional snow contractors in identifying, analyzing, controlling, and monitoring operational risks. He is the owner of Mills Insurance Group and a frequent contributor to Snow Magazine's insurance and risk management column. Mills Insurance established a plan to reshape the insurance world's perception of the professional snow removal contractor. Today, behaviors are rapidly changing, and professional snow removal contractors are making significant changes to the companies they run in an effort to identify, analyze, control, and monitor the operational risks they face. Matt holds the designation of the Construction Risk and Insurance Specialist. He is located in southern New Jersey. He has over 13 years' experience in the property and casualty industry. He is on the Professional Insurance Agents of New Jersey's Government Affairs Committee, and he coaches roller hockey for his 5-year-old son, Frank.
He's a good guy, and insurance is such a huge, huge deal for snow and ice management contractors. I'm looking forward to having that conversation.
Absolutely. And then on April 16th, we have with us Judy Guido, who is the chairwoman and founder of Guido & Associates.
Judy comes and helps facilitate at the Forum for Sales. Last year, she had quite a following, and the surveys we got back about her and how she handled herself and how we handled the Forum for Sales was all very, very positive. So we're looking forward to having Judy on the air.
Absolutely. The two of you just were dynamite together.
All right. Let's go to the inbox.
Sounds good.
Last week, I had a conversation with Chris Trower. Chris is a listener from Kentucky, and he's got a snow and ice management business there. And he said to me, he listens every week. And he says, I really love the show. Keep them up. Keep them coming. And Chris, that was very kind of you. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you for the feedback. I've also got an email that came in from Kevin Gilbride, who is a good friend of the show and is the executive director for the ASCA. He says to me, he was wrapping up on email and will probably listen to the rest of the broadcast tomorrow. Now, this was back on Tuesday of last week. He says, I really like the ease on the iPhone. It's like listening to talk radio while driving. So that adds some credence to what you had said at the beginning of the broadcast about people can download this and listen to it on there.
Glad to hear he's doing that.
Also heard from June Ayanta from Aspen Companies, and she said, listened to Blog Talk Radio with my entire family last night. Very informative and entertaining. Great job. I didn't realize that it was a family show, but that's good. June, thank you so much. Appreciate the feedback.
Maybe she meant her work family.
I would not let hope so. Tammy, do you have anything for the inbox this week?
I just have one, and actually it was forwarded to me from Randy Spivey of Crew Tracker. He received an email from Jerry Heyer, who, as you may recall, was our sounding off guest last week, and he simply said to Randy, great interview.
Good deal. Jerry's a good friend of the show also. Okay, as we come up to the end of the broadcast, I want to take a minute here to thank Dallas Steiner from Ventrac. He's the president of Venture Products. They make the Ventrac tractor that is a very nice piece of equipment for snow and ice management contractors to utilize on sidewalks. And so thank you so much for coming on the show, Dallas. And to Chick, Mark Ciccarelli from Meep Group on the sounding off segment about a huge property that they signed last year, and what challenges he experienced and how well it went. So thank you, Chick. For those of you who listen to the broadcast every week, thank you so very, very much for being avid listeners. Remember, in June, all women, we're going to have nothing but women on Sounding Off and as interviewees. And we've lined up three of our four guests for June, and I think everybody will find it very, very interesting, and please tune in June. Tune in next week, too. And as always, and how I end every broadcast, because I truly believe this, if you think you can, or you think you can, you're right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Managing Snow and Ice with John Allen, co-hosted by Tammy Johnson. Join us next week for another interesting insight into the business of snow and ice. Remember, you can listen to this broadcast and others by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/John Allen and clicking on the radio show icon, where all of our past broadcasts are available anytime, night or day.